While we work at Microsoft, this podcast is independent of Microsoft and implies no warranty or guarantee of the products or services. We will not be sharing anything confidential, and we do not represent the opinion of Microsoft in any way. We are just two passionate guys that love what we do, implementing Microsoft devices and services. Welcome to the Device Pros Podcast. I'm Frank Pinto, and my co-host is Alfred Ojukwu. This show is all about our experience as consultants implementing Microsoft solutions around the world. If you're already an IT pro or you're trying to get started, you've come to the right place. We will discuss tech success and failure in the show, resources, tips, tricks, and everything in between. You can find us at www.thedevicepros.com, on Twitter and Facebook as The Device Pros. Hold on to your surfaces. The episode is about to begin. Welcome to another episode of The Device Pros with Frank Pinto and Alfred Ojukwu. Hey, Alfred, what's going on, man?
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Good, man, good. I wanted to talk about this thing called BYOD, not to be confused with BYOB from the college days.
Yeah, I know we know that one pretty well.
So what's this deal with the BYOD? It's huge. It's all over all the tech journals, all the articles that I read online. A lot of people talking about bring your own device. So I thought today that would be a good thing to talk about, kind of share our BYOD experience with our listeners.
Yeah, no, I actually agree. I think the thing we have to remember is BYOD isn't a new trend. It's been around for a while now. We've noticed it sort of creeping into organizations, creeping into your daily, you know, what you do on a day-to-day basis and making it part of our day-to-day activities. It really is this phenomenon that really talks about customers and employees bringing in their own device, which sort of started from, you know, the CEO getting those other non-Windows devices into the organization, realizing that it doesn't have to be a heterogeneous infrastructure and moving towards other way around. It doesn't have to be a homogeneous infrastructure and moving towards a much more heterogeneous infrastructure, allowing for the flexibility of the end users.
Well, you know what's funny? All right. So when I say BYOD, or when I'm talking with people about BYOD, they always think it's like bringing in a tablet device or my own laptop or something like that. But it, you know, really BYOD started a long time ago when we started getting, our email on our personal phones. That's bring your own device to work, right? I mean, that's using a personal device to consume, your work resources, right?
Right. And exactly. I think you, when you start thinking about what it is, you notice that it is more of just this trend of how you get your information. Where is that data coming from and what type of device am I actually delivering that information? So it's less about the type of device that you're using and more about how that data is being accessed that you need access to.
Okay. So we know, you know, since you and I did a few presentations on BYOD recently, we know quite a bit about you know, about this topic. We talked in one of the podcasts that we delivered, we talked about some mega trends. Maybe we should kind of share some of those.
Yes, the mega trends. So again, these things are basically talking about the things that we're seeing in the industry now. Four IT mega trends that we know about. We talk about mobility, which is big now. We're starting to see a lot of mobility requirements, and cloud, you know, you talk about cloud, you know, just moving towards the cloud and cloud performance, hybrid cloud, anything that has to do with storing data up in the cloud. Then we move into more of a social computing where we start seeing much more things like programs like Yammer, programs like, you know, communication that occurs between different platforms.
Office 365.
Exactly. Office 365. All of these things are becoming trends that we're starting to see in the industry throughout the business. And lastly, big data. Big data, which is basically the analyzation of information as it's being used by the consumer and being able to sort of make decisions based on that data that's collected. So those are the four mega trends that we're seeing, and all of those are part of what is driving the move towards a much more agile infrastructure and introducing or allowing BYOD to become much more relevant in our day-to-day activity.
All right. So a couple things I want to start off talking about. First of all, I assume that some of our audience is probably, you know, making that face of disbelief, right? Like, yeah, this is just another fad. You know, this is just the next greatest thing, and it's going to be, you know, a passing fad, and we'll be back to business as usual. What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, your fade that you had back in the day. It's
your fade. Nice.
Stick around for a while. So, you know, Frank, I'd say keep that fade that you had going. It was a good look on you, man.
All right. So it's not really, is it, a passing fad? This is kind of a real industry shift, which in, you know, conversations with some of my customers, some of the IT people I speak with and some of the business people I speak with that are a little, I don't want to use the word afraid, but they're very concerned because they're thinking, okay, you know, we're going to start letting users touch our information that we work so hard to keep safe and access resources on an, you know, on a network that we are, as IT pros, in charge of securing and making sure it works properly. This is going to be a nightmare. You know, what do you think about that?
Well, it's only a nightmare if you don't have a structured way of managing information. So what goes along well with BYOD and subsequently consumerization of IT is a concept of being able to classify your data. Now, Frank, right. You recall you and I have had, you know, a number of sessions that cover, you know, data classifications and how you protect information. Because again, going back to the term of BYOD, even though it's talking about BYOD,
right,
the important thing to remember is it's the data that people need access to. That's what matters.
So right? That's what's so important. It doesn't matter really what we're saying with BYOD and the bigger picture consumerization of IT is that they just want to get to their data from whatever device that they're working on, whether it's a corporate device or a personal device or, you know, some kind of mix of management of personal device or whatever, right? I mean, if it's a phone, if it's a Surface, if it's a laptop, if it's a, you know, God forbid, one of those fruity devices.
No, exactly. You know, then that's why we always ask customers and we always work with large organizations and ask, what is your device strategy? What is your data access strategy? How are you ensuring that the data that you own as a business remains secure or available depending on who has what access? So it really, you know, you as an IT engineer that control the infrastructure, your responsibilities are shifting towards managing data in a good way. We really want to stress that as an important part of this BYOD movement, and also sort of it goes hand in hand with the concept of consumerization of IT.
So it's foundational, right? I mean, everything, really this idea of BYOD and enabling BYOD, that's really built on the fact that we have to understand the kind of data, we have to classify the sensitivity of the data that the users are accessing. So, for example, maybe there is a high business impact. You know, that's a phrase we hear a lot. High business impact data. Maybe we would not want our end users to be able to access high business data from their own personal device with no management on it. In other words, a device that doesn't require a PIN, that isn't encrypted. There would have to be some level of security that's required for them to access this high business impact type of data. But something that's a low business impact, well, maybe we don't need to enforce these types of rule sets on them to be able to access that type of data. So that's the foundation that we're laying, really, right? It's all about what kind of information they're going to access from the device, and that tells us how we, as IT people, have to deal with the device.
Right, and in addition to that, also determining what type of data I can access as a specific user from specific types of devices. So let's say you have four different form factors, a phone device, a tablet device, a desktop device, and a Surface. All of them have different access types, and you can access a certain amount of information each one. Depending on the level of flexibility that you want to provide to your end user, you're going to ensure that data is available on certain devices, and all not available on others, just depending on what your organizational structure looks like.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So let's talk about some of the myths. We hear all kinds of stuff all the time. I like this is one of my favorites. So only hipsters care about BYOD. They're the only ones that are really pushing for BYOD. What do you say to that?
I think it's cool. I'm a hipster.
All right.
So you really want to know what people think about BYOD. Is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah. Is it just hipsters, right? Is it just people that are, sort of in that era? Or is this everyone? Or who's really interested in being able to purchase their device and use their own device to get their corporate information and edit things, access things, et cetera?
No, I think, again, it's not just hipsters, right? This is we're seeing the trend across the industry, from students that need access to it to, large corporations. It's not only for hipsters, because the trend is really driven around the fact that anyone needs that type of access. They'll get that type of device to ensure that they can actually access the information that they need.
Okay. I mean, for me, it goes all the way from CEOs to, your daily workers, from salespeople to IT people to marketing people to whatever. It just kind of depends. They want to be able to, whatever's in their hand, they want to be able to quickly do a task and be done with it, on to the next thing. So I really, I don't really subscribe to the theory that this is just for hipsters. My personal thought.
Yeah, I mean, I got a popular myth that, basically suggests that the rapid growth of what we call the consumerization of IT basically is a result of, the idea of getting young companies to get started. Is that kind of what you're referring to?
Well, I think that is part of it, actually. I think businesses understand that they are not going to be able to support, they're not going to be able to provide the kind of flexibility for their users in the way that their users want to work. So this is a whole another topic, and maybe we should consider this for a podcast as well. But, we talk a lot about personas with our customers, and a persona meaning, maybe I'm classified as a road warrior. And so as a road warrior, I'm outfitted with these particular types of devices that maybe an office worker is not. So as I deal with these personas, my organization is not able to provide me with a tablet, but I feel for my job that, it's something I need. So I go purchase my own. And when I do that, I want to be able to do my work from it. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I kind of see what you're talking about. Just the idea that, there are different, ways to think about BYOD, where it's not always just about, if somebody purchased their own. It could also be about the company issuing them a device or allowing them to go select a certain number of devices.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things in there. All the way from I bought it, to the company says, it's just such a widespread, right? Maybe the company gives an individual four or five options, but maybe those are not the options that this individual is looking for in their type of job. So, how, as an IT organization, we have to address it. We have to come up with a way to enable our users to make things fast and fluid. No matter what device they're on, they're able to get to the data they need, quickly do the task they need to do, and then, sort of get on with it.
Yeah, I honestly think that if more large companies, more large organizations, adopt BYOD and make it much more of a standard in their organization, they'd actually see a balance in basically the overall total cost of ownership, where it just becomes a flat cost and actually allow the company to be much more agile in terms of what it can accomplish. Take a news reporter who now can travel, from place to place and actually use the device in different scenarios on the train, in odd places when they're actually providing information, or a football player where you're able to capture and record what's going on during the game to replay what's going on, as opposed to having a desktop and saying, all right, I got to run back to the desktop and check what's going on. A lot of different scenarios come up with BYOD, which makes it much more effective.
All right. So let's kind of talk about consumerization of IT and what that means. To me, when I think consumerization of IT, I feel like our industry is really shifting into an industry where we provide the service to our users. Now, it's really kind of, I think it's really an innovative way to think. Typically, when we talk about services, providing services, we think, oh, okay, we're going to go, I'm an IT admin and I go to a third party and they provide me a service like outsourcing Exchange, or outsourcing SharePoint or something like that. But when we talk about consumerization of IT, to me, that means that as an IT admin, I provide access to data and information that my users need. I'm providing them the services that they need to do their job. And what's important, right, is the hardware. Who cares what hardware they're on? What we need to understand, tying right in with what you were talking about, the data classification, is, okay, how can we control that device? How much do we need to control that device? Based on that, what services are available on this type of device or that type of device? Do you agree with that?
No, that's absolutely... I absolutely agree. It's sort of like a customer comes in and asks a question and says, I want to be able to use this device. And he says to IT, what can you do to help me be able to use this device? And IT's response is really sort of the ultimate response is, let me help you use the devices as long as you don't injure me, as long as you don't put me in a compromised situation. So consumerization of IT is also about maintaining corporate policies, standards, procedures, and guidelines. It's also about, you know, basically safeguarding the corporate data or digital assets, and it's also about about a required change of culture where, you know, basically the employees are aware of their behavior regarding social media and other trends that are going on today. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'll tell you right now, I definitely want somebody looking out for my digital assets.
Well, you enjoy that. I'm going to stick to my IT world.
All right. So, another way in looking in the consumerization of IT, we talk about, providing these services. There are kind of four categories that we've discussed. So we have on your own, which is, you know, kind of when you go get your device, it's unmanaged by IT in any way. And you deal with this device completely on your own. If there's a problem with the hardware, then, you know, you would take it to that vendor yourself. You're literally on your own.
Can you give an example of that?
Yeah. So for example, let's say that your organization doesn't provide you with, tablets, and you feel to do your job, you need a tablet. You'd be more efficient with a tablet. So you go to the store and you pick up a brand new, Microsoft Surface Pro, or a Surface 2.
Yeah, I was actually thinking more of like a Windows phone, a personal Windows phone device. You know, much more smaller form factor. You use it for your own personal device, and that's really...
Well, sure. Anything that's yours, right? Anything that is yours completely, but there's zero control on the device, whatever it is, by your IT organization. They don't hold the warranty, so if you drop it, it's up to you to deal with, you know, getting it fixed. If there are problems with the device, it's up to you, as the consumer of that device, to deal with your vendor and get it fixed. You're on your own, right? I mean, that's the idea. I bought it. It's not supported by the company, but they'll provide me the services to that device that they deem acceptable for that device.
Yeah, and I was thinking the line of distinction is IT does not control that device. They have no policies. They have no, say-so as to what you do with that device, nor can you necessarily have full access to the data that they have.
Got it. All right. So then next level, bring your own device. So tell us about bring your own device. What's the difference between that and on your own?
Right. So I was thinking, what we see typically is, you know, bring your own device would be, you know, going out and purchasing your own Surface 2 device where you bring it into the organization and you use it as a day-to-day device where you can actually use things like workplace join and workspace folders to actually, you know, do work folder, sorry, to actually do work. And, it still remains yours. There may or may not be management on it. But you bring it because, you know, you cover the warranty on it and the company's not really responsible for it. At some point, somebody would have to make the decision whether or not it needs to be managed through Windows Intune or, it's left as a standalone device.
And that's the difference between bring your own and on your own, right? That's if there's some management, like, for example, basic policy enforcement, like you have to have a password PIN or
right. It
needs to be encrypted. We don't care what encryption tool you use, but it has to be encrypted.
You
gotta have virus scanner, something like that, right? That's you bringing your device into the environment.
Exactly. All right. That's correct.
So then we take a step forward, another step. I won't say forward, but another step. And we move towards choose your own device. So this is where an IT organization says, okay, this is going to be a domain join device. We will give you domain join privilege on this particular device. But you get to pick that device.
Exactly. Even though you picked a device, that device has already been sort of pre-selected by your organization, and you know certain applications might be listed, certain policies might be enforced, but you still get to pick it. So you know the difference between walking away with a yoga device versus you know your Surface 2. You know, you get that choice, and whatever you think will help you do your work the best, it's already been approved by your organization, and you can actually do what you need to go do.
Okay. And then we have Here's Your Own, which is completely central management, right? Strong authentication using smart card certificates, virtual certificates, drive encryption that's mandated and controlled by Corp, provided, you know, a provided device to the end user. It's locked down using group policies or whatever, right? That's the far end. So we go all the way from on your own, where there's no management, to here's your own, where we completely, as an IT staff, manage it.
Yeah, and BYOD embraces all of these scenarios. Really, you have to ask yourself, you have to work with the organization and determine what's the scenario that best fits my organization. At what end of the spectrum would my users lie, or do they, you know, sort of cross, you know, against all of these scenarios based on their personas?
Well, you kind of said what fits my organization the best, and to be honest with you, I guess I differ a little bit on that. It's not really even so much to me about if it fits my organization or not. The sure. important part for the organization is the data safe? Am I covering my company's digital assets? No matter.
Every time I think digital assets, it's like, you know, am I CYAing? That's the first thing that comes up.
That is. That's it. It's, you know, I mean, you just think of the Humpty song. You know, this is all about taking care of business, right? We're not going to be in business if our digitally protected information is you know somehow leaked. So we have to.
Wait,
stories all the time.
You got to give me a sense to do the dance. Hold on. All right, I did it.
All right,
that was the Humpty song.
Do the Humpty hump. All right, so we're getting way off topic here, but you know, always a break for Humpty. So. All right, so consumerization of IT, embracing our users, giving them the ability to do what they need on whatever the device is, but still protecting our company. That's really what we're talking about here. Providing our information as a business, providing our resources as a business, as a service, if you will, to our customers.
Right. I mean, the idea is we want people to be able to work across multiple devices, whether it's a PC, a phone, a tablet. We want people to be able to work in different locations, work on the road, at home. We want people to have access to data settings in the data center and in the cloud, right? And people to use social media imperatives to stay connected with customers, you know, colleagues and friends and family. So we want them to have that diversity, that flexible work style, which is a term that many of us are already familiar with, so that they can get the work done and have you know, not have to be constricted to you know guidelines and policies that restrict them from doing certain things
that they maybe need to do, that they feel they can be more efficient with. All right, so now we know what is consumerization of IT. We have a good understanding of what BYOD is. Now we're IT folks, and we're left with a challenge, and that's managing devices. How do we do that? What kind of tools are out there?
I thought you'd never ask, right?
So, but I finally did.
Yeah. So we have multiple solutions that help manage these scenarios. And depending on the type of device and depending on the type of access you're looking for, there are solutions out there. One of the main solutions that you probably are familiar with is Windows Intune. Windows Intune is a product that allows you to manage mobile devices that we consider to be much more consumer facing or commercial
non-commercial
devices, right. Correct. That you can literally use and manage that, you know, in terms of who has access within the infrastructure, whether it's a BYOD device or a device that's been selected by your organization.
Right.
That you then have the ability to even manage it in the cloud that way, which is a much more flexible solution. That's one way.
Okay, and even if your company decides to go with something like Android or Apple, Intune still gives you the capability to manage those things in addition to Windows devices, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on top of that, you know, with some of the features that we start seeing in the newer operating systems, you know, again, I'm going to talk about Windows 8 and 8.1 because I'm much more familiar with those operating systems. We start seeing solutions like Workplace Join.
Oh, yeah. Workplace Folders. You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Giving you access to only the data that you need access to and ensuring that the data remains secure. Remember, we mentioned to you at the very beginning that it's about data access and data, you know, data access exclusivity. Whoever has the right to access the data will receive it.
Where they need it, how they need it, on what they need it.
Exactly.
Got
exactly.
it. I think I'm getting the picture now. So I understand also, I mean, we have Intune. That's one, that's just one solution. We have we talked about Workplace Join, which is kind of like that's in the middle of an Active Directory join and not being joined to the domain, right?
So sure.
It is a bit of an isolation. It gives me access to some things and some things that are specified by the IT administrator. And then, even Configuration Manager, has the ability to, interact with these types of devices when we do stuff like that, because Configuration Manager and Intune directly, interact with each other. So I can, for example, deploy a modern app, directly to one of these BYOD devices. If I have a modern app that is my, mainstay application that I use to do my job, but I want to use it on my, you know, on my particular device. Well, as an IT administrator, I could then issue that across to that device to be able to use from that device.
Exactly. I mean, you know, with the System Center 2012 R2, you know, you can manage those devices using the Windows Intune connector through a single admin console. You know, all of those devices, whether they're PCs, whether they're, the Apple devices, Android devices, all are manageable through a single console. So you have your desktops devices and your laptop devices in your organization available through ConfigMan and Windows Intune with your tablet and your phone devices that you can manage now.
All right.
Big
so
deal.
I think so too. And you know, this brings up other points to me, like, all right, now I may not necessarily want to let, non-domain join PCs on my network, but I still need to do things as a user. I need to be able to print, for example, or I need to be able to, connect and display a PowerPoint presentation. So, you know, I know I'm going to move to 8.1 a little bit since you mentioned it, but, you know, right off the bat, we've got like Wi-Fi direct printing. You couple that with the NFC tap to pair. So on your printer, you got a nice NFC tag. You know, you tap it with your device. You're now connected to the printer. Away you go. You're able to do your printing, and you don't need to, be on the domain. And then also, you know, not just need to be on the domain, then you're protected from you're protecting your domain from these, devices that are less than corporate managed, from getting the stuff they shouldn't, right?
I see Frank's giving away our next session on Windows 8.1 features.
And of course, you know, I mean, we've kind of done the whole gamut here. We've got, you know, Windows 8.1, we've got Intune, we've got Config Manager, we've got all of these things tying in with BYOD. We talked a bit about the flexible work styles, right? So we have.
And we also talked about Humpty Dance too.
Humpty Dance, yeah, man. We've got, you know, Windows to Go, we've got tablets, we've got phones, we've got all these different things that we're trying to let our users, you know, decide, hey, this is the best device for me and this is how I work, you know, just enable me to work that way. You know, one thing we didn't talk about, and I think we should definitely focus on this on one of our upcoming podcasts, is virtual desktop stuff, because that's another way.
Yeah, exactly. Again, we have a number of sessions we want to cover, but this one was particularly on BYOD, the phenomenon, talking about why it matters. We'll see that in a lot of the other sessions we cover when we start talking about the features that are relevant in 8.1, and we'll go into VDI conversations. Again, huge changes, huge trends. If you're interested, you want to know about it, it's going to be there. Let's make sure we cover it for you.
Awesome. Well, great. I thought that was really good. I definitely got across the points that I wanted to share. I think I'm looking forward to the next podcast. We have tons of ideas. So, you know, I know we have a whole list of things we want to talk about. So I guess I want to ask all of our subscribers, all of our listeners, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. We have, you know, the website, thedevicepros.com. Look us up. Tell us what you want to hear about. Tell us if we, you know, miss something that you, you know, we're hoping that we're going to talk about, and we'll try and address that stuff in an upcoming podcast or on the blog.
And let us know if you like the Humpty Dance too. Very important.
You know what? We may have to switch to a video version of the podcast just once so we can get Alfred doing the Humpty Dance.
Show my big assets, right?
Show those assets.
All right, cool. Thank you, Frank.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time around. That wraps up another amazing episode of The Device Pros. We appreciate you tuning in and participating. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another incredible episode helping the technology community one podcast at a time. We want to hear from you, our loyal members, so please reach out on our website, thedevicepros.com, or The Device Pros on Twitter and Facebook. For now, be good to your technology, and remember, the NSA is watching. See ya! While we work at Microsoft, this podcast is independent of Microsoft and implies no warranty or guarantee of the products or services. We will not be sharing anything confidential, and we do not represent the opinion of Microsoft in any way. We are just two passionate guys that love what we do, implementing Microsoft devices and services.